we have developed a new scanning technique that lets us measure the amount of oxygen in tumours. And this is important because tumours that are starved of oxygen do not respond well to certain treatments like radiotherapy and some drug treatments. Now, we've performed this study in the lab and we've shown that the test works and is reliable. We've also started to perform the same technique in patients with rectal cancer and patients with lung cancer in two small clinical studies at the Christie Hospital. And these studies have shown that the technique is safe and is well tolerated by patients. The scanning technique works by giving gas with high concentrations of oxygen to the tumours. And if a tumour has lots of oxygen already, then we see one type of change in the tumour. But if the tumour is oxygen starved, then we see quite a different signal. Going forward, we hope to be able to use this technique to then decide which patients would benefit from additional therapies early on in their visit to the hospital, with the hope that this will better improve their survival. Our initial results are really encouraging, but it is early days, and these sort of complex techniques do take several years of careful testing before they're ready for use in the NHS and further afield.